This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. For those who burn the candle at both ends, Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking to Yohannan Stoppai, an engineer and the author of Emotional Mechanics Stopping Pi. And Mr. Stoppai, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And you're certainly welcome. Thanks for your time. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview about your new book, Emotional Mechanics Stopping Pi. Let's start there.
Well, it's it's not really categorized by one particular genre, but if you were to attempt, it would be part self-help, part memoir, and part philosophy. The aim of the book is basically to take a more discrete, kind of rational, almost an engineering approach to, you know, emotions, thoughts, feelings, and essentially using the process of reasoning to see, essentially, you know, defining these for the sake of the book, because you could look at the definition of happiness from 1,000 different sources, and they'll give you 1,000 different definitions. So the book, the most lengthy chapter is I give a definition of each emotion, or sometimes it's not really emotion, it's a feeling, or, you know, a particular thought pattern. And then after the book defines the emotions, it kind of goes over how, you know, what these emotions can do to you negatively, positively, and maybe a process to kind of wrestle with them to, you know, get through them. If you have a particular hang up, like if you have a lot of anxiety, you know, what's the source of that anxiety? If you're jealous a lot, you know, so it kind of gives the reader, you know, tools, and, you know, there's some specific, you know, very simple, you know, equations, you could call them, or inequalities, and they're interspersed throughout the book to really give a, you know, discrete kind of plain relationship between, you know, all these things. And then, you know, the book kind of moves towards different subject matters. There's parts about, you know, addiction, suicide, and then there's kind of a grand catharsis at the end, I hope, anyway. So that's the gist of it.
Certainly appreciate your hitting on the highlights. Most helpful. Now, I'd be curious, what actually inspired you to write this book, Emotional Mechanics?
Well, it was always a dream of mine. You know, I can't remember when I was younger, you know, I was always an avid reader. And, you know, I've always dreamt of, you know, writing my own book. But, you know, I went towards engineering as my profession, and I did quite a bit of writing, you know, for engineering, you know, reports, emails, all that stuff. And I've always, you know, written quite well, and kind of a journey that I've gone through since, you know, I have a mental illness, and then, you know, I got divorced, and, you know, I lost my home, and, you know, went through all these kind of bad things, and, you know, I was wrestling with all these things to kind of make peace with myself, and, you know, that journey kind of, I could encapsulate it, and, you know, my dream to write a book kind of came up again, and there was those two factors together, and I decided, hey, let's give it a try.
Certainly sounds like a must read, especially some of the information shared that you have experienced to be of help to others. That's good stuff. Now, tell us about the stigma or fear that makes it hard for people with a background in STEM to talk about their personal experiences with depression or even bipolar.
Well, there's a distinction. Well, you know, depression is part of bipolar, obviously, but, you know, with mental illness and the stigma in general, it's kind of shaded. There's a contrast. So I'd say there's socially acceptable mental illnesses like plain depression, like anxiety, And then there's the still heavily stigmatized ones like bipolar disorder and, say, schizophrenia. So, you know, either one of them, though, I mean, depression or bipolar, you know, they could basically cripple somebody that they would have to take, you know, they'd basically be on disability from work. So anybody wouldn't want to admit that they had that medical condition, say, to an employer, or even if you're self-employed, to a client, because they might think that you're, you know, unreliable. And, you know, the core of STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, is reliability, predictability. You know, what are you doing with the science, you know, with the scientific method? You're trying to predict something. Engineering, you're trying to design something. Imagine a civil engineer, you know, designing a structure, you know, designing the structure for a bridge, and maybe he's off his rocker, you know, with a mental illness and doesn't design it properly, and, you know, nobody catches it, somebody can get hurt. So the potential consequences with certain things in STEM, if you have, you know, an illness, I guess, are greater than maybe in the arts and humanities, that the impact, you know, I ruined my painting, or, you know, I made a bad musical track and it wasn't received well. So I would say those are the factors, you know, and I think that people in STEM, I think there's a lower percentage of people than people like in the artistic, you know, side of things that, you know, have mental illnesses. So I think they're more rare too. So being more rare would make them less likely to kind of want to, you know, be open about it.
Certainly do appreciate your input there. It is most helpful in every regard. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today we're visiting with Yohkanan Stoppai, an engineer and the author of Emotional Mechanics, Stopping Pi. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, getting back to the book, Mr. Stoppai, how has writing this book actually helped you personally?
Well, I realized my dream of, you know, writing a book. It was my first book. I'll probably end up writing, you know, more, you know, down the line. So it helped me, you know, in that sense, of course, that I, you know, reached a big dream of mine. I also, you know, got the feeling that, you know, at the very least, you know, it'll get people to think differently, or maybe think about something in a new way, or think of things that they've never thought of before. And at most, you know, it might help somebody. If it helps one person, you know, off the ledge, then writing it would have been, you know, worthwhile. So I guess those two things, and then just a, you know, a satisfaction, you know, feeling a satisfaction of, you know, finishing, you know, a large project. You know, it's almost like the feeling of getting something off your chest, I guess. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I bet. I certainly can understand that. Lastly, what's a point or theme you would like people to know about your book as we conclude today?
Just that there are a couple tangents, you know, that maybe might, some people I think will really like some of the tangents and stuff. Other people might think, you know, where is he, why is he talking about this? Where is he going with this? You know, why is he telling this story? No, they all kind of have a purpose, and they snap back to like a central theme. And, you know, as I said, there's kind of a catharsis, or kind of like a release, you know, a good finish, I'd like to think, you know, at the end. And just, you know, some of I made, you know, a number of generalizations and simplifications just for the process of, you know, thinking. And, you know, some people might be off put by some of the generalizations, but it wasn't meant, you know, because that's what I believe 100%. It was just meant to illustrate, you know, certain things. And just like I made reference to, you know, a number of movies, and if the reader, if they hadn't seen that movie, then the point wouldn't be made as much, you know, and stuff like that. And I made a lot of references to the Bible, but I spelled out the verses, and, you know, I gave my interpretation on it and stuff. And I'm not trying to put religion down anybody's throat. It's just, you know, Christianity is a religion I know best, so I chose that to illustrate what I was trying to say.
Yeah, Kenan, certainly appreciate your taking the time to write this book. Again, the title of the book is Emotional Mechanics, Stopping Pi. Really appreciate your visit with us here today. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as the book, and where could they best pick up the book?
Thank you. If you go to my name, yockannonstopi.com, that's yockannonstopi.com. That has, I have some blog posts on there. So if you like what's on the blog, that might be a good sample, you know, to indicate if you want to buy the book or not. There's also a sample chapter on that website, and I think it was chapter 4. And there's also links to, you know, all my social media pages. The book's available through Amazon. You could order it directly through my website, Barnes & Noble, a number of other outlets.
And, of course, listeners will drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Yockannon, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best to you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Yockannon Stopi, an engineer and the author of Emotional Mechanics, Stopping Pi. And to learn more, visit YockannonStopi.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.